Members' experiences of the COVID-19 lockdown. Following the request in the October links for members' thoughts on their experiences of the COVID-19 lockdown, we received the two contributions below. Further contributions of this kind would be very welcome. Shielding. I was shielding until 1st of August, so plenty of time at home. I was so grateful to have a garden and for the good weather. I noticed as never before the unfolding of plants and flowers, and especially the leaves, buds, flowers on my apple tree, the bees doing their stuff, and finally the growth of apples, of which I have had an amazing crop. The intensity of the bird song during the quietest times was also wonderful. My daily walk took me up the road to where there is a fine view over the moors, a grassy space, cemetery and allotments. I enjoyed watching the changing cloudscapes from my vantage point, and I've become very well acquainted with the inhabitants of Crooks Cemetery, including some Sheffield luminaries, such as Sir Stuart Goodwin, who gave us the fountain, and T.W. Ward of the great scrap merchants firm. I've also been initiated into much more modern technology, owing to the patient instruction of my church cell group leaders. I'm the proud possessor of a tablet and a webcam on the PC and have been to numerous Zoom gatherings. I took up baking again and at last found out how to make decent scones, or is it scones? Never too late to learn new stuff. So definitely COVID has been a learning experience. Irene Davey. We are COVID-19 vaccine guinea pigs, written by Michael and Pauline Miller, read by Jude Warrender. Having seen it mentioned in a news article that volunteers were being sought to take part in the Oxford COVID-19 vaccine trials, we indicated interest via an NHS website in late July. 3 weeks later, we received emails directing us to the Oxford University trial site to choose the appropriate area in which to participate. There was then a lengthy online health questionnaire to complete and a 19-page information document to read. Having passed that initial assessment, we were the next day each contacted by a doctor at Northern General Hospital for further telephone assessment. As the same doctor contacted us both within the hour, he was tickled to find two healthy oldies in the same household. We are somewhat rara aves. They were particularly keen to find over 65s. A week later, we were at the Northern General Hospital on separate days for a three-hour visit, including being given more information, signing consent forms, medical interview, having weight, height and blood pressure measured, and a blood samples taken before eventually being vaccinated. Because it's a double-blind test, we and the Sheffield doctors do not know whether we were given the trial COVID-19 vaccine or an established one against meningitis and sepsis. Michael had no reaction at all, not even the briefly sore arm after a flu vaccination, whilst Pauline found the vaccination area slightly swollen, tender and itchy for 2 to 3 weeks. Did we have the same or different vaccines? We were each given a bag of cell swab test kits and have to post off weekly samples, all negative so far. The next step is a further Northern General visit in early October for blood samples to be taken, presumably to test for the presence of antibodies triggered by the vaccine, and, we believe, to have a second dose of the vaccine. As part of the trial, they wanted to have a wide range of ages and to see the effect of single or double doses. There will then be 4 subsequent visits for the blood samples to be taken over the next year. As well as knowing we are helping to find an effective vaccine for everyone, we of course hope that it does prove effective and that we have been given the actual vaccine, thus acquiring early protection. It's also reassuring and useful to have weekly tests so that we can know if infected and can then self-isolate. Test results usually come back to us within 3 days. Time will reveal all. Meanwhile, we learn from the COVID-19 vaccine registry newsletter that nationally, just over 250,000 people have volunteered and that 18,000 are taking part in the Oxford vaccine trial, 2,030 of them in Sheffield, but that only 1% are aged 80 plus, like one of us. Kate Bingham, head of the UK Vaccine Task Force, says different studies very often need different groups of people to take part, and we expect to need to include good representation of those people most likely to benefit first from a vaccine. For example, the elderly, people with underlying health conditions, and people from different ethnic backgrounds. This is how the researchers can be sure that potential vaccines will work for as many people as possible, and especially for those who are most vulnerable. You can find out more at www.nhs.uk/conditions/coronavirus-covid-19/research/coronavirus-vaccine-research. For example, the September newsletter told us that the Novavax vaccine study starts soon. Novavax, an innovative biotechnology company who have agreed to supply 60 million doses of their vaccine to the UK, will start to recruit participants for their COVID-19 vaccine trial in September, working with the NHS across the UK. This is a larger trial focusing on looking at effectiveness and further checks on safety in a larger population called a Phase 3 trial. People from across the UK will be invited, focusing on those individuals who meet certain criteria of the study. 10,000 adults will take part in the trial in the UK, which is being led by Professor Paul Health. Yes, that is his name. From the University of London and St George's Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust. Your country needs you.